Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, 'cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me.
This is what he told me. He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you, he said it away. Don't beg them to stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
It can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So,
good evening. This is Mary Hollis, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter, Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. And that means that you are very special to God. He wants everyone to know that they must take care of widows and their orphans. So you are special in God's sight in spite of the loss. Well, tonight we're going to talk about grief. Well, for the next 3 nights, I'm going to give you a little taste of some of the things that I'm going to be facilitating a class before the end of February. Don't have a date yet, but this is going to be some of the things I'm going to be talking about in the class. Just a little a bit. There's 4 small books that I'll be teaching from, and this is one of the topics I'm going to be talking about tonight is you cannot not grieve. But before I get into the lesson, just giving you a brief, a sneak peek of what some of the topics that I'll be facilitating in this particular class. I'm still trying to finish the curriculum and hopefully I'll be able to, each night I'll tell you more and more about it. And as you gather information, I'm hoping that this could help be something that could help you or someone else that you know. But there's a scripture that I would like to read before I begin. Just 1 second. I had everything ready, and all of a sudden, this is coming from Isaiah 58:11. This is an NIV version. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whom waters never fail. That's how much he's trying to tell us that he'll be there for us. And this is another one. It's not a scripture, but it's something coming from, this is something that someone has stated, which I thought was very encouraging. What God gives in answer to our prayer will always be the thing we most urgently need, and it will always be sufficient. This was a quote from Elizabeth Elliot. She's a writer, and this is something that she wrote. What God gives in answer to our prayer will always be the thing we most urgently need, and it will always be sufficient. And I know sometimes we're not always satisfied with that, because we want what we want when we want it. It's not always what God thinks that we should have. Sometimes we want what we want, unselfishly, but, you know, because, you know, we're human. We have those feelings. But he does take care of our daily needs. And most of the time it is sufficient, even though we feel a little bit different sometimes. And I just felt like reading those two things before I began, talking about you cannot not grieve. Does this sound familiar to you? No, it can't be. It just can't be. Someone I love is gone, and my life is shattered into a million pieces. I want everything back the way it used to be. God, are you there? Are you listening? I want my loved one back. I am ready. I am not ready to let go. If that sounds familiar to you, how about this? I never knew it could hurt so much. I never knew so many strong feelings would churn inside of me. I am overwhelmed. I am confused. I am angry. I am lonely. I am hurting. Part of my heart has been ripped away. How will I survive this? How long will it hurt, God? How long will it hurt? I'm sure all of you have been there before with these questions and these concerns to God. But he's still there. He's still on the throne. He hasn't left. He's still there. There are some things in life where mind over matter works. We can push them aside, ignore them, and they won't affect us. But grief isn't one of them. Ignoring grief won't make it go away. I'll keep it from affecting you. You cannot not grieve. Sleeping all the time. But guess what? When you wake up, the emotions and the thoughts and the feelings are still there. And many of us do that too. It's human. It's normal. We cannot avoid grieving the loss. You cannot grieve away more than you cannot bleed. If you cut your finger, more than you, if you cut your finger, you bleed. If you lose someone you love, you grieve. It is simple as that and natural as that. But I must defend you in that because it's not as simple as that. It's never as simple. I mean, it's true, but it's not as simple as what they say. Set in stone. It's not set in stone that way. That's not how we human feel. That's not how it works. We can say, I won't grieve, I am not grieving, and then put up a strong exterior, hide our feelings, or even convince ourselves that we are not grieving. But if we cannot grieve, the death of a loved one will trigger a flood of thoughts, memories, emotion that can't remain bottled up forever. Grief is the natural and healthy way to allow these feelings to surface and move out of us. We are healed of a suffering only by experiencing it in full. Now let me tell you a story. And before I tell you the story, we must grieve in order to heal from our hurt. And I'm going to tell you a story about a widow that I met briefly. And someone referred me to her. She and her husband was a minister. And one day they were crossing the street, and her husband was hit by a car, and he passed away. She could not accept what had happened. She began hiding from friends that they were around when her husband was alive, her family members. She didn't want to connect and stay connected to those people because she knew it was a memory of being around those people. Let me tell you how far that this got. This really wasn't healthy for her. I spoke to her for a while, but she disappeared. The minister that referred me referred her to me. We don't know what happened to her. We don't know if she moved to another state. We could not get in touch with her anymore, so we don't know what happened. We continue to pray for her. But it became very unhealthy for her. She went once into Home Depot, and she saw one of her husband's good friends. And when she saw him, she dashed out of the store. She did not let him see her because she didn't want to. And the thing to it, this friend did not know that her husband had passed. But she did not want to take the time to answer questions. She did not want to face reality. So she continued to hide her feelings and hide away from people that really loved her and wanted to be there for her and encourage her and help her through this. But she did not want to face that her husband had passed. And this is really was not healthy. And like I said, I don't know what happened to her. She stopped receiving my phone call and the person that referred me to her. He could not get in touch with her anymore, so we don't know what happened to her. But we prayed and hoped that she got some help. I know she was from another state, and maybe she went back to that place where she was raised and grew up. So hopefully things eventually worked out for her. But this is what this is saying also. You cannot not grieve. You can't bottle it up and just put it in a bottle and put the top back on and just keep it there. You must grieve. And let me go over a couple of stories that a couple of people experience. People try to avoid grieving for so many reasons. This woman who lost her mother told the story that she resisted grieving by taking care of everyone else, her father, her sibling, her own children, she said. At the time, everyone said, You are taking it so well. But 10 years later, it caught up with her, and finally she broke down. 10 years! That's too long. That's not healthy. You need professional help or some sort of support group when things get that bad. One man told that I always kept a lid on my feelings and kept an emotion distance from people. When his wife died, he simply didn't know how to grieve. He didn't know how to express his emotion, and even he had no one to turn to. And eventually, he did find support, and he became a part of a grief support group. So just think about those two stories. Sometimes the drama of the loss is so overwhelming, it complicates a person's ability to grieve. A woman whose brother was murdered said, "I was totally numb for more than a year, and it wasn't until I read my brother's name in an article about the murder trial that I realized I had not even scratched the surface of my grief." Well, Florence, I noticed that you are on the line tonight, and I just want to say something from your story in a Widow's Touch release book that we have. You said when your husband Matt passed away, you became like a zombie, that you were just going through the motion. When I read this, it was very similar to listening to your story. But now you are stronger, and you can actually talk about Matt. And I'm sure that you can actually visit his grave and you feel better, you're stronger. It took you some time. Yes, you were going through you were just going through the motion. It's human. It's common to not to know. I know when my husband passed, that first week when I had to prepare for the funeral, I denied it. I was in shock. So all I focus on is getting his funeral prepared, everything that I needed to do to prepare for that funeral. And I just took it out of my mind that he was not gone. But I knew I had to prepare for this funeral. And after it was over, then that's when it all came down on me. So we all deal with grief differently. But we must grieve. We cannot not grieve. That is so important. There was a saying, this is another quote from someone else. There is no way around the pain that you can naturally feel when someone you love dies. You cannot go over it. You cannot go under it or around it. Going through it is what will help you heal. You must go through it. I was playing a song with James Fortune when we first came on. It's Live Through It. that's the only way to get through it. You cannot think your way through grief. You need to feel your way. That's the breakthrough for you. You must realize that talking about your feelings and just talking about your feelings is so important. The more you talk it out, the more you feel a little bit better. It gets better and better each and every day. It takes time, and sometimes it takes months. At first, it takes days, weeks, months, and sometimes it takes years. And it's okay, but you gotta go through it. This is something that you have to do in order to get those feelings out. There are many reasons why people have difficulty grieving. More important than the reason why, however, it is the simple truth that the emotions of grief needs to be dealt with. Attempting to resist them or bury them can only delay them for a while. Eventually, they will need to come out and they will come out. It's better to let those feelings come out in healthy ways now than to have them surface in unhealthy ways later on. You cannot not grieve. Knowing this actually brings you a real comfort. It's free you to let you go and do what you need to do right. You are going to grieve sometimes, somewhere, somehow. Let your grief grieve now so that you can begin to heal. And the only way to heal, you must accept it. It's hard. It's not easy. And sometimes it can hurt just as much as the first day it happened. Sometimes you're feeling good, you're getting through it, you're doing fine, and all of a sudden you hear a song that your husband loved, or you saw something that he said that you heard it again, or there's so many different ways. You can feel his presence. So many different ways that those feelings will come back. And you think that you've already grieved, and there you go. It's starting all over again. It's hurting all over again. So just know that you cannot not grieve. It is important that you grieve. This is one of the topics I will be speaking on when I facilitate this class. But I thought that was something to important to go through it again. From time to time, I do talk about different other topics, but I think we're getting close to a holiday season, Valentine, another holiday, and just wanted you to know that it's okay to have those feelings, but one thing, want you to know that the next chapter is planning a Valentine extravaganza. I'm tongue-tied to that word, so excuse me if I didn't pronounce it correctly. Sometimes there's some words that are tongue-tied. But we are planning something on February 18th from 4 to 6 p.m. You don't want to miss this. Everyone that has attended the Next Chapter Valentine event, you know that you have a good time. And we try to bring memories, good memories, giving you things that your husband may have given you before, and being around others who feel the same way you're feeling. That's a healing process right there. Being around others that are going through the same motion that you are, the same grief, the same feeling. Emotions, being around other people that you know that they know how you feel and you know how they feel. So if you can attend this event, it is a part. part of your healing process. We have a great time. And it's okay to have a good time. It doesn't mean that you're disrespecting your husband to laugh and have fun. It is okay. I had one of the widows that she's been with a part of our group for a long time. And she was introduced to this group 2 weeks after her husband passed. Her girlfriend encouraged her to come. We was at a restaurant that particular year. And she did not want to come because she felt it was too soon. But she was falling apart, and especially during Valentine. But she came, and she said that was the best decision that she ever made. She had a great time, and it meant so much to her because of the different things that we did. And her being at home, if she had stayed at home, she would just cry and think of all the different memories. But to be around other widows that was feeling the same way that she was feeling, it was therapeutic for her. So just knowing that, don't be alone. I know your family member is going to be doing different things for you, but if you could get them to let them to drop you off at my home, it's going to be at my home, and we're going to transform that room into a cafe, a Valentine extravaganza cafe, and it will be a healing process. Excuse me. It will be a healing process for you. So if you can come, have a friend, a relative to drop you off, or you can drive yourself if you have to, but let your family members know that you want to come to the event. And also, I've added something else to that day. I don't want to take up your whole day, but, you know, if you want to spend the whole day with the next chapter, we're going to have some fun. We're going to really enjoy ourselves. We're also going to a play. Almost forgot about that because I just got that together this past weekend. There's a play from 8:30 to 1 o'clock that morning to 1 o'clock that day. It's free. Everything that we're having that day is free. The play's at a church, but it's a big production. And it's also sponsored by the Emory Clinic because it's called Forget Me Not. It's related to Alzheimer's, a play about, I think, some elderly people. It's going to be a great play, but it's very comical, too. And it's sponsored by the Emory Clinic, and they're sponsoring at this this church. I'll give you more detail next week about it. But just think about it. It's from 8:30 to 1. Then you got time to go home. You know what I think? I'm telling everybody who does not want to go back home and wait for the event at 4 o'clock, they can come. You can lay on the couch, go to sleep, and change. And don't forget, you got to wear red. Not got to, but I would like for you to wear red. And you can change here and wait for the event for the afternoon, late afternoon, from 4 to 6. So I will, and also I think I emailed all of you a copy of the invite as well as our calendar. Now, ladies, it's so important that you RSVP, letting me know that you're going to be here, because I need to know the number of people that's going to be here. So please, and you can invite a friend. You don't have to come by yourself. But I need to know the number of people that will be attending. It's very important. So that is all the announcement I have tonight. And there will be more to follow next week, next Tuesday. I'll have all the details in order. And that's all I have tonight. Just know that you cannot not grieve. You must go through the process to become a healthy process for you to get better and to go ahead, going forward and living your life. And that is all I have tonight. Be blessed and have a great week. And my telephone number is 770-981-9118. I'm always available. I am here all day. I have my grandbaby here, but I still take phone calls. And she does take naps. So be blessed and have a great week. Good night.
But your grace was strong enough.